now that you're teaching, what are you bringing to the table, and what do you gain from it? Why do you teach?
Well, it's a passion that I really had developed, frankly, as an undergrad, and an aspiration I developed until I realized I just didn't have the discipline, the structure, the depth of being a scholar to actually accomplish that. I mean, I'd started off as an undergraduate in history and political science, and, you know, I fashioned myself as somebody who eventually teach somewhere, and realized, you know, that not on a bet, I'd be competing with an awful lot of folks who are a whole lot more structured in the way they thought about this than I did. And that's partly what led me to express the kinds of things I did to at least a couple of faculty mentors that I had in undergrad school that said, okay, this is where you need to go start thinking about how to do this, and found that I really liked it. And it is, so as a consequence, it's the, what I bring to the equation, both, you know, the first time I was on the faculty back in the 90s, and for that matter, even at the time when I was in the business school at Penn State, after I left the Pentagon, I went there to teach finance and that kind of thing, and then certainly carried it forward when I was a chancellor at LSU as well. I still made it a point to teach a class every semester just to stay, you know, connected with students and so forth. I guess the signature or the hallmark of what I've brought to the equation each time is a deep enough understanding of the theory, the principles, and the scholarly background of what is the formational part of that particular discipline, but also having done some of it and seen how it works in some cases, and seen other cases where, you know, it's not going to ever be one size fits all, and you're never going to be able to say, here's the cookie cutter where you take this and go off and you'll get the same result. The dynamics are constantly shifting, and trying to bring that to life to students today, as I have each time I've been in any academic pursuit, is just the hallmark of what a pracademic does for you. Somebody who's been both a practitioner as well as a minimalist academic that had at least, you know, passed the minimal capacity to achieve that. So I think that's partly what I think students observe most frequently in evaluations and comments to me and everything else, is the understanding that what they're going to get is not only the foundational theory that goes into it and the principles that need to be engaged, but also then a discussion of how does that actually manifest itself when you go do it, and where are the things you need to watch for, where are the landmines and the potholes and everything else that would otherwise make it less than idyllic, you know, to what the policy would say.
Whether or not they express it to you, I think students really put a lot into a professor who has the kind of experience that you do, that I think Syracuse is also very good at, it bringing in people who know the fields that they're talking about, which is so important.
Sure. And it's a perspective, you know, it's a different one.
Yeah.
And there's no pretense of coming up with the, you know, the revolutionary theory of the day, or being a competitor for the next generation of what Waldo brought to the table that brought me here. Instead of how do you go do that successfully in the way that was imagined at the time that so much of this profession took shape.
All right, I have one more question for you that's a little off topic, but since Soundbeat is so heavily based in music, Jim wanted me to ask you whether you, what types of music you like to listen to.
Oh, man. It's not been a wide range, but I guess it's focused itself dominantly on classical music. And typically of the traditional, you know, masters of some of the classical venue. And 70s rock and roll.
Gee, I wonder why.
where you came from, you know.
Yeah.
It was a pitch that I went to not long ago that the discussion was all about to the topic, it was about the Apollo 11 landing. And it was all the footage of that time and lots of imagery and so forth. And it was Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle. it was the background. And it absolutely brought it to life for me. I looked at it and said, yeah, that's it. This is it. You've created this image and the soundtrack and the background and everything to make this something that you can relate to. And it was, harking back to your generational roots as well, and mine in that case in the 1970s, and that pretty much formed it.